Hello, this is John.
This is Weiss.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best in Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is going to be the first show that we post for the month of February 2023. So it is the Pokemon Show. We're recording in January, of course.
Clarify the year.
2023.
There it is.
It is now 2023. Yep.
This was 24.
And it has been for about 26 days now.
Yeah.
So, like we were doing that in a couple of other previous Pokemon shows, we're just going to move through the Pokedex here and talk about all of the new entries. We each got 4 to get through.
Yes.
But before we go there, Ryan, how's Pokemon Go?
It's been great. It's been really good.
There's a Larvitar thing, wasn't there?
Yes, a lot happening. They just had the community day for Larvitar, so that is in the past now. If you missed it, you missed it, and that's a real shame, because Tyranitar's a pretty cool one. I did the event. It was Sunday, I think, and I probably got about 8 or 9 shiny ones. So
nice.
I already had a bunch of high-powered ones, but always nice to have some shinies. And again, it's also a Scarlet Violet Pokemon, so I'll be able to just insert those into Scarlet and Violet whenever it becomes available in home.
Mm. When are they doing that? Have they said?
I haven't heard an official date. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. They'll figure it out at some point, I guess. Because there's a whole bunch of stuff. When I do my shiny hunting and Scarlet and Violet, it's sort of centered around the idea of whether or not I need to actually find one or if I can just import it from my home, because honestly, whenever they have one of these community day events, I end up getting like somewhere between 8 and 10 of them anyways, so it's like, what's the point? Anyway, that's beside the point. They just unveiled Mega Salamence, which is really, really cool. I found a shiny Bagon and Mega Evolved it. It's, I think, the highest CP thing I've had in the game. I think it's 5,010 CP.
Shit.
The one that I have. So very, very powerful. Yep, it's a dragon flyings. Like, there's a million dragon flyings. Including, by the way, the next community day event that's rolling around, I believe really early in February, is going to be for Noivern, or Noibat. So if anyone doesn't have their Noibats, or doesn't have the 400 candy to evolve it, here's a really good chance to not only get a shiny, but stack on a bunch of candies to make that happen. Pretty cool. Right now the Tapus are going back around in raids. They've been unlocked for shinies, so you've got your like 1 in 20 chance of getting a shiny Tapu if you do them. It's Mega Aerodactyls going around in the Mega Raids right now, so stock up on that if you haven't done that.
I forgot Aerodactyl had Mega.
Yeah. It's a good one too, because Rock Flying is a very common type. So again, there's a thing that your Mega Pokemon, any Pokemon you catch that's of the same type, you get a free candy and a free XL candy, which is really, really good. So like if you just Mega Evolve a Rock type, or that one, it's a Rock Flying. So for the next 8 hours, any Rock Flying Pokemon you catch, whether it's a Starly or, you know,
Rock or Flying.
Yeah.
Not like specific Rock Flying combo.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be specific to that, but yeah.
Because I was racking my brain, like, who are the other Rock Flying
Pokemon? I don't know of any other ones. It's like, there's a ton of them, apparently.
There's Archaeops.
That might be it.
End of list.
Yeah, but I mean, again, like if you find a Geodude, I think is a rock type as well. So anything like that, or Boulder, or whatever, like any of those, you'll get an extra candy for, so it's worth it.
All right, Game Freak, you gotta be listening here. I want Archaeops in the Pokemon expansion.
We'll get it when they do the Gen 5 remakes.
The animation on that thing is fucking hilarious. Mm. You've never seen an animal struggle so hard to like maintain flight 2 feet off the ground.
Who, Arceus?
Archaeops. Yeah, the thing just looks like a dope. So
I want one.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's other stuff going on that I'm not thinking of. I'm not really sure what the big hits are for February. They're always bringing in and out new content, so I don't know, but that's the big stuff that I am aware of that's on the horizon for it. So I hit level 43.
Oh, very good.
Recently took 9 million experience, and now I got 11 million more to go to get to the next level.
But that's not a real number.
Yeah.
And in the game proper, in Scarlet Violet, I think starting tomorrow, at the time we're recording here, there's going to be a new 7-star raid. Gets that the Greninja with a Poison Terra type.
We got to do that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll get the group together and
we got to make a team,
figure it out.
So yet again, we do the same thing.
Yet again, we find ourselves with a Psychic type, or just run a Psychic type against this thing.
Yeah. I think we just use your Slowbro again. I think we just probably what we're doing.
So here's the quick. So there's someone brought this up. Right, this is an even quicker method. I've been shiny hunting one because I've just got to be that way about it, but I haven't got one yet. The best strategy, and it's a three turn insta win, is a Panurchin support with acupressure
against this
anything. Yeah, for real. Like, Panurchin is amazing for, well, I mean, anything that's going to use a stored power to hit something.
Mm.
Because what acupressure does is randomly takes a stat and maxes it out.
Mm.
So if you're in a fight with a Slowbro and you just use acupressure on him twice on top of him already using nasty plots, you're like, that's going to be every stored power boost you could possibly need right then and there to get the one hit KO.
Is acupressure, you can choose your target for that, or does it always have to be on Panurchin?
No, it can go to anybody in the party.
Oh, nice.
So you can use the acupressure twice on someone else, and then they will get that plus 12 combined stats.
So if we have a couple of those, and then just using it on somebody's Slowbro, then...
Yeah.
We might be able to do this in fewer turns.
Because that's what the Slowbro strat was doing, right?
Yeah.
It was sort of like
stacking your
three iron defenses, three nasty plots, which gives you 6 times 2 is 12 boosts, and then you use the cheer to attack up, and then you attack. And that's all the...
Well, this is what we do. We get your buddy also to get a Panurchin, and the three of us for...
It's a one-turn kill. Everybody just...
All is just...
Acupressure's...
Because we're going to be faster than your Slowbro.
I'll let Brian know.
And it won't acupressure the same stat, apparently, too. People already brought this up, where if you do acupressure twice on a Pokemon, it'll pick a different stat. Hmm. I mean, it could just be that it gets, you know, special defense and defense up, and it's like, well, that's not great. But as long as they're using at least a few... nasty plots, they'll have the damage that they need to pull it off.
Cool. I think we got a plan. You guys want to talk about some new Pokemon?
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right, totally. I guess.
Yeah. I will go round robin style again. I will kick us off, because I'm going to kick us off on a low note here, so there's only room to go up. First up is Spidops, fellas.
Yes.
It is the trap Pokemon. Got some dex entries words here. It clings to branches and ceilings using its threads and moves without a sound. It takes out its prey before its prey even notices it. And the second entry is Spidops covers its territory with tough, sticky threads to set traps for intruders. Spidops is a bug monotype. It evolves from Tarantula at level 15. Being a bug monotype makes it weak to fire, flying, and rock, and resists grass, fighting, and ground. I mean, those are pretty solid resistances. It's nice to resist fighting and ground. For abilities, it has Insomnia, which, of course, prevents the Pokemon from falling asleep. And as a hidden ability, weirdly enough, it has Stakeout, which we talked about when we talked about
Mapastiffs.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Which deals double damage to a Pokemon that swaps out mid-battle. Very strange. Like, I guess, yeah. Like, because it's like a covert ops sort of Pokemon that would have something like this, but kind of strange that, like, these are the only two Pokemon in the game that have it. Base stat total is 404, and that is bad. That is quite bad.
Very bad, yes.
Just read it. 60, 79, 92 defense, 52, 86 special defense, and 35 speed. Really slow. And, like, its defense and special defense stats are kind of like B-minuses. They're fine. But with a 60 HP, like, you're still pretty frail. By level up, you're getting moves like Assurance, Bug Bite, Sticky Web, Circle Throw. Circle Throw is a nice one because that's a fighting-type move, so that's covering your rock. That's the word I'm looking for, your rock weakness. You also get, like, Throat Chop, Skitter Smack. When you level up, whenever that happens, I don't see any reason why you'd prevent this thing from leveling up at level 15, but when it levels up, it will learn Silk Trap, which is kind of its signature move. It's Protect. And then, in addition to, like, negating damage, it'll also lower the opponent's speed, which you need, because this thing is real slow. By Egg Move, you can learn things like First Impression, Lunge, Memento, Sucker Punch. With TMs, you can get Pounce, Aerial Ace, Rock Tomb, which is an interesting one because that covers both your fire and flying weaknesses. So you can potentially have a moveset that covers all your weaknesses. You can also do Brick Break, U-Turn, Body Slam, Shadow Claw, Leech Life, X-Scissor. Like I said at the top, this thing's bad. This is not good. Like, you can't even really get a function out of this Pokemon that's just kind of like doing a gadgety, like, a trap setup. Because it's so frail and so slow. if you really insist on using this thing, and you shouldn't, we've already talked about a better bug. There's a better bug available early in the game as well. Just use a low kex. But if you really insist on using a Spidops, you will need Silk Trap for protection. You could also go with a Leech Life for recovery. You will need it. And then, like I said, Rock Tomb, Circle Throw. Those are covering your weaknesses.
Doesn't it learn that one move that's like Stealth Rock, but instead it slows?
Sticky Web, yeah.
Sticky Web. So yeah, I learned Sticky Web.
Yeah, you could do that. I would really be shocked if there's things that... Yeah, you just start outspeeding everything with one Sticky Web. This thing is really, really slow.
No, but you set it up for later things. That's the whole point of doing stealth
later things. Shit. Later things are not going to happen to this. Like,
No, it's going to die. But it's supposed to help your other Pokemon.
And that's the thing. Like, there are other things that can set up that Sticky Web for you.
I was trying to find use out of this guy. All right.
I guess I was going to let you get it out of the way. But so it's 20 combined stats higher than Krikatoon, but Krikatoon... better. It's better than this thing. And Krikatoon may be the worst mono bug ever. So congrats, there's now a new worst mono bug.
We've set a new low.
Right.
Well, why is Krikatoon better?
Krikatoon has, well, for one, like twice the speed and more attack, as I recall. So it's more likely to actually do something in a fight. Yeah, like this thing is absolute trash. I think you can do... Like you're saying, you should not ever, under any circumstances, play with this thing. Mm. If you were to, the only things that you could possibly consider, one, run a Focus Sash on it, and either Spikes or Toxic Spikes, which fucking a million things can do that, and they have more than 404 combined stats. Or, and I thought this would be kind of funny, what if we have, like the lowest possible HP on it? What if we put a nature that decreases defense and increases speed, and we just have it hold the Focus Sash with Leech Life. So every time it gets hit, it reduces its health down to 1, and then it leeches all the life back and goes back to full health.
That's not a bad idea. Is that how Focus Sash works? It'll, like, if you go back to full health, it'll still...
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if they've changed that in recent gens. I remember that was a funny nose pass strategy, where people would have, like, level 1 nose passes with the Focus Sash, where every time it would get hit, it would eat the berry, recycle the berry, and then come back to full health. So you basically had to have a multi-hit move. Oh yeah, and you pray that nobody somehow knows a magical multi-hit move.
Or lays down a status ailment on it. Like, somebody poisons you. And that was the thing about...
kicks up a sandstorm or anything, yeah.
I've seen strategies like that where you basically go have a sturdy Pokemon and then keep on restoring its HP with berries or whatever and just let the poison kill the other Pokemon. Slowly.
Also, missed opportunity. One last thought, sorry.
Yeah.
If I'm cutting you off here. One last thought, though. They already proved that they can make a cool bug in this one, because I think Relor and Rapska have a really cool design, and if anything, they missed an opportunity to have this be like, you know, like the thief trying to steal the gem that is Rapska, and made this thing a bug dark. I mean, and granted, they have a bug dark in low kicks, but, you know, like...
Low kicks could have been a bug fighting.
Yeah, just unexist this thing, is what I'm saying.
Snap it out of existence. I do have one last pitch for Spidops. Okay. So how about you do, like Russ was saying, you put down the sticky web so you at least get some speed out of it. And then you do a combo that is, you give it the ability Stake Out and Circle Throw. And Circle Throw, if you're unfamiliar, is a fighting move that forces the opponent to switch out. So they throw some back in, you hope you outspeed because of that sticky web, and just keep on circle throwing and keep on forcing them to switch out. Is it a great strategy? No.
No.
No, because this thing is fucking frail and slow. But like, if you could get it going, like, it might be a fun little trolley thing you can do, like beat someone with a Spidops, but no, there's a hard pass. All right, who's tagging in?
I guess I'll go next.
Cool. Far away.
Sure. I got a Paradox Pokemon Iron Hands.
Oh, very good.
Electric Fighting. It's a play on Hariyama. It's actually from the Violet version. It's not from the Scarlet one, which I have, but somebody traded me one and I built one out. I've used it a bunch. It's absolutely good. It's really, really strong. Has the ability Quark Drive, as do all of the other Paradox Pokemon. It's either Quark Drive or Protosynthesis. And essentially what it does is you have this held item called Booster Energy that has like a 1 in 20 chance of spawning on a Paradox Pokemon. So you can always just farm them if you need them. But yeah, so what that will do is the highest stat, at the, when it enters the battle, the highest stat will then get a 30% buff. I believe it's 30%. And if its speed is the highest stat, it gets a 50% buff.
Hmm.
I was like, that's interesting. But anyway.
What if his highest stat is his HP? Does that count?
No, I believe it's just attacks, defenses, and speed. So at any rate, that's what it'll do. When I tell you the stat layout here, you're going to see what you're going to want to boost, though. 570 combined stats. I believe all but one or two have 570. I think the Roaring Moon and Iron Valiant have
580. Yeah, they're like the special ones of them.
Yeah, they have like 580, but everything else should have 570. This one has 154 HP, 140 attack, 108 defense, 50 special attack, 68 special defense, and 50 speed. So
you want the special attack.
Yeah, get that 50 special attack up. But no, that's fucking fantastic. 154 HP is crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
On 108, a triple digit defense, no less, too. 140 attack, which is going to be the thing that triggers on your booster energy. So that gets another 30% boost like it needed it. You know, just absolutely bonkers. So also, this is a really good type. There's actually, I've noticed a lot of Paradox Pokemon, frankly, in my opinion, have bad types. Or types that expose them to four or five weaknesses. And that's never great. But this one's actually a pretty solid one. I mean, you're weak to ground, fairy, and psychic. That's not great. But you get five resists to offset those. So I think that's pretty cool. That is really not so bad.
You're not double exposed to anything. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So big physical bulk. A huge just haymaker hit is really fantastic. I'm going to tell you all of the moves it can learn in a minute, but don't bother. Who gives a shit? You don't need any of this shit. Really, what you need is Belly Drum, Drain Punch, and Thunder Punch.
I was just looking at this move. It is nuts if this thing learns Belly Drum. Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. You Belly Drum, and then you Drain Punch, and get every inch of that health back, and then some.
Uh-huh.
This thing slays in raids. It is so, so good in raids. And yeah, you have a Thunder Punch for another stab move if you want. I mean, I guess if you... And I would say either run a Swords Dance or an Iron Defense, I guess, as the other one. Probably Iron Defense. But you get access to all the punches, Play Rough, Earthquake, Rock Slide, Iron Head. But none of that shit matters. All you're doing is taking five or six turns to do what you can do in two turns with one Belly Drum and one Drain Punch. This thing is good against types that it should not be good against. It is just that powerful. Absolutely love it. The design is kind of fun. It's this futuristic version, so the limbs are detached. And Hariyama is just a huge, fat Pokemon anyway, so it's kind of fun seeing this take on it. The shiny version sucks, though. The shiny version, the only thing that's different is the head piece that's normally gold is now silver. So you wouldn't really even think of it as a shiny. It doesn't look shiny. It just is. So this is like, if you have Violet and you're looking for something that is just going to wreck, this is your guy right here. This is one of those ones that you should immediately consider leveling up to 100 to use for the sake of raids, because it's just so strong and requires so little effort or even intelligence to play. You Belly Drum, you Drain Punch, GG. You know, very, very powerful Pokemon. I like it a lot. So that's all I gotta say.
Very good.
Unless you guys have any hot takes on Iron Hands.
No, I got nothing to add. That was really good.
No.
I'm going to start with Rapska. You picked a bug. I'll go with bug. Mentioned Rapska. We're going to do Rapska. So this is a bug psychic type. It evolves from a bug ground, I believe, which is weird. This thing has got 6 weaknesses.
Not great.
Only 3 resistances. So it's not great with the type matchups. It can either learn...
It was like bug can be a defensive type, depending upon what it gets paired with. But yeah.
But with the Psyche, you get weak from Dark and Ghost and...
Rock, Fire, Flying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a lot of weaknesses.
You take quarter damage from fighting.
So, that's not bad. Yeah. But yeah, they did... with Orbeetle, they did a Bug Psychic as well.
Right.
And yeah, they're kind of exposed.
Yeah. This thing can either have the Synchronize or the Telepathy hidden ability. Which we know synchronizes. He gets burned, the other guy gets burned. Telepathy prevents damage from teammates during double and triple battles.
Oh, interesting.
Which I didn't even know there were triple battles. But apparently there's triple battles. That's a headache. But this thing's got a creepy entry. An infant sleeps inside the ball. Rapska rolls the ball soothingly with his legs to ensure the infant sleeps comfortably. Its pre-form was a giant ball of dirt that it was pushing around.
Right, this is one of those walking. Yeah, these are one of the walking evolutions, right?
Yeah, it has to move 1,000 feet outside the ball in order to evolve. The body that supports the ball barely moves, therefore it is thought that the true body of the Pokemon is actually inside the ball.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's... That's weird.
Like a Shedinja situation where this is just a husk.
Yeah, this is weird. Especially because the preform is like this really weird bug moving around outside of it. It's a weird
So like it dies moving it around and then...
Carries the dead body.
The offspring inside is still carrying the carcass around.
That's freaky.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty typical of a bug though, you know?
Yeah. You're... Praying mantis eats the mate's head.
Yeah, pretty creepy creatures in general.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying.
Yeah, okay. I learned some... I mean, the best movie I really learned is until... I mean, it picks up psychic at 50, but I mean, other than that, extrasensory...
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's TM's a ton of really good moves, actually.
Yeah, you can do a lot of good TM stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stats are 470 altogether. 75, 50, 85, 115 special attack, 100, and then 45 speed is weak stat.
That 115 is real nice. Hey, we could pin Urchin this thing and take down that fucking...
We're going to pin Urchin a...
yeah, a Rabska.
A Rabska to take out the Greninja?
Yeah.
I'd do it. yeah, that thing's pretty cool. Egg Moods can pick up cosmic power. That's interesting. Defense and special defense. Really, nah, that's not great.
No, yeah, you, well, you're really wanting to take advantage of that big special attack. Like, Bug Buzz is also a really solid one.
My Dazzling Gleam, Power Gem, I like that a lot. Shadow Ball is always useful.
Power Gem's a really good one.
Sludge Bomb.
Power Gem will cover your fire and flying weaknesses. Shadow Ball is covering your ghost weakness. Sludge Bomb, I guess Sludge Bomb will cover your bug weakness, but...
Just fun. Just fun to Sludge Bomb things, man. That's all I'm about. Yeah. All I'm about. Yeah, again, this is, maybe that's the one thing to do with this thing, is just, like, really fuck up some fighting types.
Yeah, I think it's all right.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's usable. It's nice.
Got anything else about it, Wes?
Can learn store powder, so we're good.
Breloom. Breloom would be terrified of this thing. Actually, so would... what's the little guy? Medicham. Medicham would not have a good time with this dude. There's some special matchups built for this dude.
All right, let's move over to Squawkabilly.
All right.
Squawkabilly is the parrot Pokemon. Apologies to Chatot. There are four different entries for each of the four different forms, and then each of them has a different version entry, so eight different Pokedex entries for this Pokemon. I will read zero of them. Let's move on. There is a green, blue, white, and yellow different feather color versions of this thing.
An entry for every color? Is that the thing?
Yes.
Why is there so many?
There's an entry for every color for both of the versions.
Can I discuss? Someone brought up a thing, and we didn't bring it up when we talked about Annihilate. The reason why Annihilate becomes a ghost is a payoff of a Pokedex entry that it can... that something about...
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it gets so angry that its heart stops.
Oh, shit.
And it dies.
Oh, my God.
If it gets too worked up, it dies.
Oh, fuck.
So Annihilate is supposed to be the one that enraged itself so much that it died.
All right, I got here.
I kid you not. That's what they were saying.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, I got here. When its anger rose beyond a critical point, this Pokemon gained power that is unfettered by the limits of its physical body. And imbues its fits with the power of rage that it kept hidden in its heart. Opponents struck by these imbued fists will be shattered to their core.
Amazing.
What the hell? All right. That's great.
So, Squawkabilly is a single-form, normal flying type. So, I mean, if you've heard that before. Means it's weak to electric, ice, and rock. Resists grass and bug. And it's also immune to ghost and ground. So, all right. For abilities, you can give it Intimidate. We know what that is. Also, Hustle is one of its abilities, which is generally a bad ability. It increases your attack by 50%, but lowers your accuracy of physical moves by 20%. And it also it has a side effect outside of battle for Pokemon with Hustle is that the lead of your party, wild Pokemon, are 50% more likely to be at a higher level. As a hidden ability, it can have Guts. That's pretty cool. That raises your attack by 50% when you're afflicted by a major status ailment. base stat total is down at 417. That is not good. Giving it guts or hustle will help improve your attack stat, but none of these other stats are particularly great. HP at 82. Attack is pretty big at 96. Then 51, 45 special attack, 51 special defense, and then 92 speed. So you're looking to do some damage quickly, but you're not going to be doing too much damage with this thing. By level up, you're getting things like fly. Facade is an interesting move because you're getting that stab normal type, and if it has guts and it's got a burn on it or something, you can do some pretty big damage with facade, but there are better Pokemon that can do the same thing. You can also do Brave Bird and Roost. By TM, you can do things like U-turn, foul play, pounce, reversal. It's kind of an interesting one. And its egg moves, getting things like parting shot or final gambit. And this is just another bad one. You could take advantage of the relatively big attack and speed with something like guts or hustle with a wide lens. But you're not getting very much type coverage out of this thing. And it's like hard to even figure out like what the gimmick of this thing is. Like you were saying with Spidops, they didn't really do anything special with it. And then Squawkability, they don't really do anything.
It's like a bug with Swarm and Technician. It's like, what are you doing with here? Like,
right.
Why did we need this?
Right, and this thing is like, it's half Oricorio, half Chatot, but it doesn't really do anything that's its own thing. And you think of like all of the other like normal flying types they've introduced over the past several generations. And you think
literally in this game, Braviary and Staraptor. And by the way, Staraptor, if you're wondering, has 100 speed and 120 attack.
Yep. Yeah, like, you're doing yeah. much better things.
And I think if you want to be spicy, a Talonflame.
Yep.
You know, like, all three of these birds are inherently better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is a parrot.
Amazing.
Well, true.
But yeah, someone must have really loved the design. I don't know why. I can't think of another reason why this thing exists.
There's
yeah.
a couple of things in this whole thing like are about rockabilly culture. Because that's what Squawkabilly is. It's supposed mm-hmm. to be a play on the whole rockabilly thing. And it's like, I don't know what Spain has to do with being rockabilly.
Right, I didn't realize that had anything to do with Spain. But yeah. what do I know about Spanish culture?
I've never been to Spain. I was hoping this guy was going to be good. Because I saw him and was like, I want to use this fucking guy. I want to see what he evolves into. Nothing.
Doesn't.
He doesn't.
Doesn't evolve.
It's a useless piece of shit.
What is with birds in the Iberian Peninsula? Because Flamingo doesn't evolve either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. They give us two cool birds. I mean, one's a fucking Flamingo.
Did they give us two cool birds?
Maybe they're going to pay it off later. They'll get an evolution. They gave some new evolutions to other things.
In the expansion?
I mean, like Gen 12.
Gen 12 beats Squawkabilly gets an evolution.
Yeah, we're going to Kalos in the expansion.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, man. We have some power on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was saying Pokemon Snap for how long, and then boom, we got it. I was saying Dokkaebone Kingdom for how long, and then boom, we fucking got it.
Dokkaebone Kingdom, I think, does show some sort of it's a pull that we have. I mean, I think in a long enough timeline, they would have done a Pokemon Snap anyway. I don't think we willed that one into existence.
I willed that one into existence.
I don't think, like, who else besides me and you, Wes, in the world knows about Dokkaebone Kingdom? No one gives a fuck about that game.
Yeah, but we fucking love it.
Yeah.
And boom, it's coming. Day one purchase for me. Let's go.
They've automatically sold two copies.
Yeah.
Then that's it.
I want to get my Robo Knight again. Let's fucking go.
Anyway, what else we got?
I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so... You have no fucking idea.
Well, all this tells me, Wes, is that if you have this kind of pull, you must really hate Advance Wars.
Yeah. Oh, you motherfucker.
He's the fault. Okay, all right. Let's do a test, all right? Advance Wars, August.
No, April, you piece of shit.
Oh,
how dare you?
I have no idea. I just picked a month randomly.
Jeez. You picked the wrong A month. We need it in April.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. I'll go with... Revavroom.
Oh, nice.
Another one. We're actually just talking about the rockabilly shit, so it's probably kind of appropriate to talk about this because it seems to be built on, you know, the idea of 50s muscle cars, and that's sort of a thing associated with rockabilly culture. They love cars from the 50s.
I didn't have space in my team for this. I already had a steel, but I really wanted to fucking use this thing.
You're going to do a steel team next.
Yes, mm-hmm. I am. I gotta.
So it comes with Overcoat and Filter as abilities.
What's Filter?
What did Filter do? I don't know if I wrote it.
I'm looking.
I got it right here. It reduces the damage taken from super effective moves by 25%.
So yeah, you are four times weak to
that's not bad.
Ground. So hedging that ground weakness, I guess, is kind of nice. But whatever. I mean, let's get. Well, so Overcoat is cool because Overcoat now has an expansion. I believe Overcoat used to just keep you safe from like fire and ice or something like that, two types that it already resists. But it also now prevents it from being impacted by spore moves, I believe.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. Yeah, powders and spores. So that
sleep
was a nice...
powder, poison powder, etc. It just says powder moves. I don't know about spores.
Yeah,
I think spores count as powder moves, if I'm not mistaken.
They have the same consistency.
Hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, good to have that. So 500 combined stats, that's 80 HP, 119 attack, 80 defense, 54 special attack. 67 special defense and 90 speed. Again, for a steel poison, 90 speed and 119 attack?
That's pretty good.
That's kind of bonkers. That's pretty. Yeah. This is really, really strong.
With how like defensive, like bulky this thing is, maybe not so much in the special defense.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of like a C- special defense. It's all right.
Yeah, I think it's I wouldn't even say C-. That's like a C. Mm. But at any rate, you're hopefully playing into a defense Pokemon. But even then, like,
you get two weaknesses.
Let's get this out. Two forms, right? It's a two-form Pokemon. The first form looks kind of like those small engines that go inside of motorcycles,
sure.
Like those hollowed-out motorcycles. And then the big one is supposed to be one of like just, you know, giant, what, 12-cylinder engine or whatever. So two-form evolves at level 40. It's a signature Pokemon of Team Star. And they have all these different special forms that you get depending upon which one you're battling. They kind of set you up. That whole sequence is just supposed to sort of set you up for what raids would be and preparing to fight something that's just inherently stronger and has a bigger health bar. But yes, back to what you're saying. To the type, it's a really amazing type. You have two weaknesses. That 4x weakness to ground. That sucks, but hey, you know what? Maybe don't fucking throw this thing out again against the Mudsdale and you'll be all right. 9 resists and an immunity is just great. And on top of that, you're getting all of this like status prevention with the overcoat. So
3/4 resistances to grass, bug, and fairy. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is super duper nice. Really good stats, really good bulk, really good resists. Some interesting moves, but I think at the end of the day, if you're not running this combo of moves, what are you doing with yourself? Gunk Shot, Iron Head, Screech, Gear Shift. Gear Shift is special to it because Gear Shift gives you +2 speed and +1 attack. Just kind of a nice thing. You already got really good speed, so I guess it doesn't whatever, but honestly, that's awesome. And then you get your Gunk Shot, which is a really strong, just straight up physical poison move.
Yeah.
And Iron Head is just a standard safe move, and Screech if your opponent really is bulky. You can always feel comfortable with that. I think as a support Pokemon, you might want to consider running a moveset with like Acid Spray. Just to help, like, if you enter a raid and it's like everyone is a special attacker and you just want to feel safe and you're one of these 9, you resists the fucking 9 types and are immune to one, right? So if you just want to feel safe, you can actually pretty safe just go into it, chip away with Acid Spray, not really doing much damage, but every hit is going to lower your opponent's special defense by 2 stages. That's fantastic. You also have access to Iron Defense, so you can just bulk up all day long. And if you're doing a non-raid team fight, the fact that you can just throw down a Toxic Spikes and just be a real jerk about things. I think there are a couple of ways to play it, but if you're just playing this thing straight up, like you want to be the one that does the thing, Gunk Shot, Iron Head, Screech, Gear Shift. I say this because I play with one a lot. I like
this
thing.
You also do Spin Out instead of Iron Head, but Iron Head has more PP, so I guess that would be... I mean, the flinching.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I like it.
And you could also like roll with Magnet Rise if you really felt like it, because then you're just immune to ground move for 5 turns.
That is also really nice. Yeah. Cool design. I like the design. The shiny, by the way, is gold.
Yeah, so the shiny's cool.
Yeah, I got a shiny one. It looks fantastic. Only complaint is that they didn't give you an opportunity. And I'm not saying they have to go like they did with... what's the one that turns into all of those like 50s home devices, like a
Rotom?
Yeah, they don't have to go all the way to Rotom where you're changing the type and everything, but it would be cool if you could just get paint jobs on these things. Like you could just take it to a place and get the paint done to look like the various Team Star rides.
That'd be pretty cool.
Or like a form change that's like, oh, here's a muscle car and here's a sports car.
Yeah, I mean that would be fun too.
Here's a tractor.
But yeah, they made it seem like it was supposed to be this customizable thing that they didn't let you customize.
Mm.
So. Other than that, the shiny is cool enough on its own, and yeah, this thing is just a real, real beast. I like it.
Yeah, this seems real good.
Mm-hmm. All right, I guess I'm going to do our first legendary.
Very good.
Wu Qian. I guess that's how you say it?
Spell it for me.
Oh, never mind. G N C H I I E E N. Probably Shen. Wushen. Or Woshen. W O C H I.
Woshen. It could be Shen.
Yeah.
It's the garbage slogan thing.
Yeah. I think he's cool. I like his design a lot.
Okay.
I think he's really cool. Dark Grass. Just has Tablets of Ruin as its ability. Which lowers the attack stat of everything other than itself. So you gotta be careful in double battles. Because it will lower your dudes. The Grudge of
Revert. Unless you're Rapska, is that right?
Unless you're Rapska.
Who was the one we were just talking about? Yeah. That can't... Their opponent's attacks.
Oh, no, he can't damage him.
Never mind.
Which, who cares? Rapska's a special attack anyway, so who cares? Mm-hmm. The Grudge of a person punished for writing the king's evil deeds upon wooden tablets has clad itself in dead leaves to become a Pokemon. That's intense. These entries. It drains the life force from vegetation, causing nearby forests to instantly wither and fields to turn barren.
Goddamn. No wonder this thing was locked up in a vault.
This thing's amazing. I like to know the lore behind these legendaries in this game. Like, what the fuck are these things? Like, because they're not brought up at all. They're just there. Like, I don't know anywhere that they're brought up.
Hmm. That'd be funny if they were, like, divine beasts, and each one gave you a power. I just launch myself fucking 500 feet in the air.
You got a lot of weaknesses here. Fire, ice, fighting, poison, flying, double weak to bug, four times fairy. To bug. Yeah. I mean, quite a few resistances, too. Like water, electric, grass, ground, ghost, dark. The only things that damage you... And immune to psychic, of course. The only things that damage you normally are normal, rock, dragon, steel.
Isn't the starter also a grass dark?
Is the starter a grass dark in this version?
Yep, terrified of this Pokemon.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a bad type.
Yeah, as would be Sableye. Sableye was not going to like this fellow. Lantern isn't going to be thrilled either, being that it's water electric. No, I mean, it's one of those weird... It's one kind of Pokemon you just have to think about a lot when you're playing with, because, it's... 7 weaknesses and 5 resists, and it's like everybody's got access to all kinds of moves. So.
But Inst Defense is also a legendary.
So Inst Defense has 135. Well, it's actually 570 combined stats. It's a Paradox Pokemon, basically.
Yeah, it's more like an Ultra Beast or something like that.
Yeah, 85, 85, 100, 95, 135, 70.
I was going to be like, it looks like a lesser version of Goodra.
Hmm.
I would think Goodra would be better in the tankier form and have fewer resists or fewer weaknesses.
Does have the Ruination ability, so it cuts the target's HP in half. So that's kind of interesting.
Very nice.
Yeah. But yeah, Grass Dark picks up typical stuff you... Typical Grass and Dark shit. I mean, it's not... I don't know anything clever to do with this thing other than just...
Be a tank.
You could be real shitty and do ingrain, leech seed, grassy terrain, and then just kind of
Giga Drain, yeah.
Yeah, just Giga Drain your way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It's a legendary.
Seems pretty cool. You can learn like all the different weather type things if you felt like it. Energy Ball, probably a good one for it. Pollen Puff for some type coverage. I'm not seeing too much in terms of type coverage. You can learn a couple of like a ghost move or some psychic moves. But other than that, you're kind of confined to a lot of grass and dark moves. You don't really have much access to poison either, which is strange for a grass type. But you know, can't complain about those 570 base stats.
No.
That'll win you some fights.
Yeah. I like this design. I really like that design. I think it's really cool.
Do these things have shinies?
Yeah. So its shiny is red. But pretty much just like in his kind of chest and face, it's red.
The actual leaves?
Yeah. The leaves are red.
That's kind of cool because like a different season.
Kind of feel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and like the green leaves switch to like the kind of brown leaves. And then the brown leaves turn red.
That's not best. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Cool. Yeah.
Anything else about this Pokemon?
A body press. If you could find a way to get some extra defense boosts to it.
Sure.
You've got 100 base defense, so every defense up on top of that is going to be even more damage. Anything, any Pokemon, like that's a good Garnacle thing. I think Garnacle can learn Body Press and has like some gnarly base 130 defense, so it's like you're hitting with 130 attack. And that's before you do a couple of iron defenses. So just in theory, I would think Wochan maybe could do some fun stuff with that move.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move over to Mousehold. It is the family Pokemon. There's also a couple different entries for this thing.
This thing's creepy as fuck.
When it is a family, it's the two little mice, the two little doll-looking mice.
Yeah, and come then, play with us. No, I don't. No.
That's a tandem mouse. When it becomes a Mousehold, there's a either one small one that joins or two small ones that join. When it is that family of three, the dex entry is they build huge nests with many rooms that are used for different purposes, such as eating and sleeping and a bust. And then the other version for the family of three is the little one just appeared one day. They all live together like a family, but the relationship between the three is still unclear. And then when it's the family of four, that changes to the little one just appeared one day. The group might be a family of related Pokemon, but no one knows for sure. Because apparently no one believes in DNA testing.
It sounds like that creepy movie Vivarium. Did you guys see that?
I remember that one. Jesse Eisenberg, right?
Yeah, like the two people are house hunting and they just get stranded there and a baby shows up.
Baby shows up.
And they got a
parasite popped in my head.
Yeah.
the other entry for the family of four
just
is
hiding in the house.
Yeah, just there.
The other entry for the family of four is the larger pair protects the little ones during battles. When a strong opponent appears, the whole group will join the fight. This is a normal monotype Pokemon evolves from Tandem Mouse randomly off screen. You don't actually see this Pokemon evolve. Starting at level 25, you just have a chance that when it levels up, the other ones will appear, and then it's a Tandem Mouse.
So you'll just throw it out to battle at one point, and then there's just
More.
Yeah, that's.
You know, I think it's actually one of the funner evolutions. Like it just does it at some point. Yeah. There is a big downside to this. We'll get to that in a second. Being a normal monotype, you're, of course, only weak to fighting and immune to ghosts. No other type alignments to consider. Abilities, it can have Friend Guard, which reduces damage done to allies. Cheek Pouch, which will restore HP when a berry is consumed, in addition to the other effects of that berry. It can have Technician as a hidden ability. We know what that is.
Potentially very useful.
Yeah. Total base stats at 470, which isn't bad. But it's kind of like a C and everything except for its speed. So 74, 75, 70, 65, 75, and then 111 speed.
You know what's wild? If you look it up, it's basically, without maybe the exception of speed, it's basically plus 10 to everything Linoon does.
Oh, interesting.
It's like the Linoon stat line plus 10.
All right. I don't think this thing is Belly Drum, though. So the thing is, Mousehold does not learn any moves after it evolves and can't learn any TMs after it evolves. You are locked into your moveset. And the fact that it does it randomly, you're either like trying to go back and relearn moves when it gets to that level, or you need to keep this thing from evolving with like an Everstone in order to get the moves that you want. And you do want moves that it gets later on. In its first form, Tandem Mouse, you're getting moves like Super Fang, Play Rough, which is a good one to cover your fighting type weakness, Hyper Voice, and Population Bomb. Population Bomb is kind of its signature move. It it's like 20 base power and attacks like 1 to 9 times.
I think you absolutely want to run this Lloyd. Technician Wide Lens.
What are you talking about? It learns moves after he evolves.
Pokemon database might have some wrong information then. What are you using?
Cerebi.
Okay, I'll do some double checking, because according to Pokemon Database, it's not. Maybe we need a third source. Somebody hit up Bulbapedia.
Mm-hmm. I'm still seeing moves at levels on. That's still saying Mousehold. This thing is confusing.
Neither here nor there. We'll do some fact checking off air.
But yeah, I think that is a really nice trio right there. If you get that Technician ability, which is going to boost up the 20 attack. Population Bomb, which hits a crazy up to 10 times, right? And if you have a Wide Lens, it makes it so that instead of it being like 90% down the line, it's like 98, 97, 96, 95. Just Tons of damage. It actually does quite a bit of damage.
Yeah.
If you can sit there and watch it attack that many times.
You either do that wide lens or maybe do a loaded dice, if that would work with Population Bomb, because then you're guaranteeing like a higher chance you're going to attack multiple times. But with TMs, you can do things like Facade, Swift, C-Bomb, Aerial Ace, which is another one you can cover your Fighting-type weakness, U-Turn. Through the egg moves, you can get things like Baton Pass or Switcheroo. So, there could be like some annoying gadget-type stuff you could do in double battles with things like Switcheroo, Thunder Wave, Helping Hand, Substitute with a Barrier to restore HP with like Cheek Pouch.
Could do, yeah, with even Friend Guard in double battles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, that Population Bomb is going to be your main way of dealing damage. So this thing, you know, might be kind of fun in a four fun playthrough. But, you know, with the base stats only coming to 470 and kind of like it's spread around between a bunch of things, like this thing doesn't need like a 70 in both physical and special attack. It could really use a 90 in one or the other, you know.
It is used a lot in competitive.
Well, it's a very good. It's actually pretty good at setting up other Pokemon because it has Tidy Up. Sure. And Tidy Up not only boosts its own attack, it clears battlefield effects.
Mm.
So if someone's trying to set up spikes, toxic spikes, or even terrains, it clears all that shit off. And then you swap out for whomever you want to boost up the stats with if you were able to get off some of those Tidy Ups but not die.
Yeah.
So again, as long as it stays alive, it can perform that function pretty well.
Yeah. Do some...
And again, like, let's not let... Population Bomb, the Technician... It hits for a lot of damage.
Yep.
You know, you just hope that the thing doesn't have, like, some ability that increases, like, special attack or freaking defense every time you hit it.
With a Mudsdale with, what is it, stamina?
Yeah, stamina. So that way you just totally just launched its defense off the charts.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be a good swap into this thing if it was using Population Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think this one, it's got some interesting aspects to it.
Use Population Bomb on your own Mudsdale.
Yeah, if you can do that, then yeah, that's not a bad idea.
All right, who's tagging in?
I guess if we're keeping the round robin approach, I'll go next.
Let's do it.
And what do I have next? I've got Cyclozar. So Cyclozar is the dragon normal, has the abilities Shed Skin and Regenerator. Shed Skin is useful because I think it just dispels like status effects, but Regenerator is like way, way better. If you're going to use this thing to its fullest potential, you'll want Regenerator on it. 501 combined stats, pretty good actually.
Pretty good.
Pretty good just combined stats in general, but 70 HP, 95 attack, 65 defense, 85 special attack, 65 special defense, and 121 speed. This thing is fucking fast. Really, really fast. It's a single form, and it's sort of supposed to be the present day version of the two legendaries that are the box art legendaries. You know, one is a futuristic version and one is a past version. Not bad. It's kind of a novel concept that makes you wonder what would a modern day Reshiram, what would a modern day Zekrom look like?
You know? It's kind of like the link between the two.
Yeah, if you stripped away all of the stuff that made it look like a souped out Honda Civic, what would it look like as a base model? You know, what would you get down to? Anyway, so it's weird that it's a dragon normal, I guess, really just because it doesn't do much for either type. It is literally just like you are simultaneously a dragon and a normal. There's no crossover or parallel.
Yeah, it doesn't like negate anything.
Right, yeah, you're basically going to be weak to fighting now, but you will be immune to ghost, which is okay. That is a trade-off, regardless of what you think of it being good or bad. And on top of that, you know, it's the same shit. Ice Fairy, also itself, Dragon. Yeah. You know, yeah, you're worried about that kind of stuff. Being that it has the 95 attack and 121 speed means just in a regular playthrough, this thing's probably absolutely fantastic. Where you're not trying to min-max and think of the best possible battles, but just like cruising through the game and attacking things. Like, you're going to outspeed everybody and you're going to hit them pretty hard. That said, though, where this thing really functions best is on setting up other Pokemon. It has this unique...
Shed Tail.
Move to it, Shed Tail, which essentially takes a chunk of damage away from it, but also sets up a substitute. So you're swapping out and setting up a substitute really, really nice. Like, again, we're talking about Tandem House potentially getting off some boots, tidying up, and then switching out to the other thing. It's like, would you rather do that? Or would you rather just let whatever you're about to throw into the fight just not take damage?
And you pair that up with Regenerator?
Yeah, and then you're swapping out, so the Regenerator will kick in the next time you need to throw your guy back out there. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, if you really just need to get the fuck out of there, you could also learn, you know, U-Turn, has access to Rapid Spin. And if things really fall apart, I guess just run Outrage. Just start out there in Outrage and see what happens, see if you can get across the finish line. I think, again, a perfect companion for something like a Palafin. You know, your Palafin would probably rather have a Cyclozar as their wingman than a Mousehold, but, like, still, not to say Mousehold isn't bad. It isn't good at this, too. It can do the same thing, essentially. Yeah, I mean, again, I didn't even write down the moves it learns. I remember being really impressed by all the different moves it learns. It gets a fuck a ton of moves that it can do, but, like, if you need something to Thunderfang a thing, there's a way better thing that can Thunderfang than this guy. Don't fucking worry about it. You really want to use this guy to set up other Pokemon. And, yeah, like I was saying, I think it's a cool design. The shiny looks pretty neat because it actually almost has, like, this weird metallic gloss to it. It turns more of this, like, greenish color than that reptilian grayish color. This is actually the very first shiny I got in the game. It was the Cyclozar. I like it. It's actually very fun. It's a good Pokemon.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. All right, Wes, tag in.
All right. We're going to go Sandy Shox.
Nice.
So another one of these, I don't know what they're called.
Paradox.
Paradox?
Yeah, sure. Those things. Is the form for Magneton. It's got two of his magnets, his big old legs.
This guy's fun. I like this thing. I like watching this thing run around. It's really funny.
Oh, and like his shiny is like the orbs are gold, like a metallic gold. So they're really cool looking. Ground Electric. This thing's got, what, 4 weaknesses and 4 resistances?
Yep.
So it's pretty balanced on that.
Of course.
No records exist of this Pokemon being caught. Data is lacking, but the Pokemon's traits match up with the creatures shown in the expedition. Yeah, boring entries. Who cares? This thing only has the one ability, which is the Protosynthesis. So the Pokemon's highest stat by 30%, or while Sunny Day is active, or the booster energy is activated. But yeah, this thing's a Magneton. You teach this thing electric moves, you can pick up some ground stuff. You can learn Heavy Slam, which is interesting. Earth Power, Zap Cannon, don't need gravity. Well, no, you could use gravity if you really want to hit a flying type or a ground type with if you really want to hit a flying type with ground moves, but Discharge picks up some typical stuff. Vault Switch, it's the first thing I saw right there. Stomping Tantrum, that's interesting. Power Gem, I mean, this thing just hits hard. 570 stats because it's one of these Paradox Pokemon. 85, 81, 97, 121, 85, 101. So you just run hard hits on this thing.
Yeah, that 121 special attack, 101 speed, very fast.
Yeah.
You know, it's got pretty good bulk too. High 80s to low 90s or mid 90s and all of its defenses and HP. So yeah, this is a very good... Again, even if it doesn't look like it's going to go buck wild, it's just nice, just sturdy and stable.
Yeah. Got a tail. This thing's fun.
Yeah, this thing's really nice. Alright, we are going to my last one, which is, of course, Doxbun of the dog Pokemon.
It's Doshbun or Dashbun?
Maybe. Whatever, I've never heard it said out loud. Is it Doxbun, like Dachshund?
I think it's Dashbun.
Sure.
I'm going to go Dashbun. If anyone were to ask me...
Dashboon?
Yes. Which, again, I don't know if this is Spanish.
So, the pleasant aroma that emanates from this Pokemon's body helps wheat grow. So, Dashboon has been treasured by farming villagers. And the other entry is, the surface of this Pokemon's skin hardens when exposed to intense heat, and his body has an appetizing aroma.
Here's a question.
Go.
If I eat a Dashbun, if I was a vegetarian, would this be okay for me to eat?
No, of course not. It's an animal.
Right.
Yeah, but it's also got bread.
I don't think that matters.
No, I mean,
I think like the whole
vegetarianism.
It's not like you're anti eating things that are alive. You're anti eating things.
That's a good point. What about Applin?
Mm.
Yeah,
I think it would be more appropriate to eat an Applin before you eat a Dachshund.
Well, actually,
I do
the actual it just lives in an apple. The worm is the thing that's actually.
Oh, okay, so you can eat its house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Dachshund made of meat or is it made of wheat?
It is a dog.
It is a dog, yes. But it just smells like wheat?
Yeah, it's like a baked dog. I don't know.
Like, can I tear a piece of it off and put butter on it and eat it with soup? I don't...
This is America. You could do that if you want. I think, like, if you were to eat this thing, you would be consuming protein, not carbs, if that answers your question.
What's that really popular...
it doesn't, actually. Just
English dish that they do where it's like a roast, but it's got that layer of bread around it.
Oh, beef Wellington?
It's a beef Wellington.
Oh, my God.
That's what this would be like if you were to just fucking throw this thing in an oven for like a couple of hours and pull it out, then yeah, and you could slice into it. You would have a dead dog surrounded by a thin layer of bread.
Wait, what, you throw it in the oven alive?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
Monster.
Yeah, unless you figure it out. You're the one, I'm the monster? You're the one trying to eat it.
You're the one
trying to help you understand what your actions would cause.
So, Dachshund is a mono fairy type. It evolves from Fido at level 26.
See, his pre-evolution is dough.
It looks like dough.
This thing's a bread.
Okay.
Well, and it's also like immune to heat. So it's just going to make itself even... Sorry,
we're derailing here.
Being a mono fairy type means that it is, of course, weak to poison and steel and resists fighting, dark, and bug, and has the immunity to dragon. Just kind of good to be a fairy type, you know?
Yeah.
Got a lot going for it. As far as abilities, you get well-baked body, like you were saying, and makes it immune to fire-type moves, and its defense is sharply boosted.
But it can be ceviche'd.
I don't know what that means. What's ceviche?
It's when you expose meat to salt. It cooks itself.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Mm. That would make sense. Oh, so Garganical would be this thing's nemesis.
Oh, God.
Maybe it's kind of like how, you know, we don't eat the wool of a sheep, but the sheep grows the wool and then you shave it all off. I would hope that's how Dachshund is. He's just constantly baking bread on top of himself and then he shreds the bread.
Hmm.
You know, so at its core, it is still a live little doggy.
Yeah.
Who's just constantly making you just giant pretzels.
I am much more okay with that.
Yeah.
Than... a beef Wellington.
This is a German dog, by the way. Like, why is it in Spain again? What do they think Spain is like? Is this like when we think of what Japan is like, and maybe it's just like, you know, fucking Godzilla? And...
Maybe like Japan is
Godzilla and samurais fighting
each other. We kind of have this tunnel vision view of what Japan is, but it's like it's a country as big as California.
Game Freak is like Dokkapon Kingdom. Like that first country is just blatantly racist.
Let's see. The other ability it can have is the hidden ability, Aroma Veil, which protects allies from attacks that limit their move choices. I think you definitely want to go with
that. You gotta go well baked.
Yeah. Base stat total at 477, so pretty good. It's all right.
Oh, is there any fire moves that hit in an AoE?
Or like a lava plume?
Lava plume hits everything, right?
I think so.
So you run something with lava plume and this thing in a double battle.
Sure.
You're going to just immediately boost the stat while dealing damage.
Sure.
I like that.
Stats are distributed 57 HP, 80, 115 defense. It's pretty big.
That's big.
50, 80 special defense, 95 speed. So defensively, physical defense is great. Special defense is pretty good. You wish you would have more HP, but, you know, what are you going to do? By level up, you're getting things like play rough, work up, crunch, charm, baton pass. This thing has like an oddly small move pool just by level up. By TM, you can get like the elemental fangs and psychic fangs. Psychic fangs is a good one because that's going to cover like some of your weakness. Stomping tantrum, body press if you want. Body press in combination with well-baked body, pretty good.
Yeah, you do that with a lava plume, Pokemon. Yeah, we got something here.
You can also get some like decent special moves, but it has low special attack. I don't think you'd want to like mess around with a special build of this thing. Through egg moves, you can do things like Wish for some HP recovery, Yawn, Howl. This is a really good swap in versus fire types. Kind of like bait out a fire move and then swap this in and get like enough physical bulk to sustain this thing through the right matchup. Just generally good to be a fairy type because you got some really good resistances. You can maybe like do a competitive build with something like a Work Up and Wish and then play Rough and Psychic Fangs to cover your poison weakness. In like a for fun, like just playthrough of the game, this thing you can just do a ton of different things with. Play Rough, Psychic Fangs, Fire Fang, Ice Fang, just kind of like another fuck you to dragon types. It's pretty versatile and probably do really, really well for you in just a regular playthrough of the game.
Yeah, so, I think as far as early Pokemon go, it's great.
Yeah.
So this thing, shiny form, looks like its normal form should be the shiny. Like it gets dull. It gets like becomes like a light brown and everything becomes mono color.
This is a very hard one to spot if you're doing shiny hunting.
It's very weird.
Hmm. Yeah, and also keep in mind, this was one of the Pokemon that was a big hit for a week when Charizard raid was going around.
Yeah.
People were just like, this thing just can't die. Just stays alive forever. Yeah, so... And then I don't know. I think maybe it was using Body Press. I forget what move it was that people were using to actually deal some damage. I can't imagine with its attack that chipping away with a play rough gets you a win against the 7-star with this thing. Its attack just isn't there. So yeah. Unless there's a way that you can boost this thing's attack enough to just eat through 80 or 50 health bars of a Charizard, you're probably going to run out of time. But you won't die.
That would be the trick to it. Because it is nice to have the sustainability, and something like a workup will get you even more sustainability, which is impressive. But like, how are you going to dish out damage, especially in those big raids?
Yep.
Cool.
Brian, you're
tag
up.
In.
All right, one more to go. This is my last one. I also have one of the legendaries, one of the treasures of ruin. I got Chiyu, which is a dark fire. Has Beads of Ruin, which I believe lowers everyone's special defense. Its combined stats as of version 1.0.1 is 570 with 55 HP, 80 attack, 80 defense, special attack 145, special defense 135, speed 100. I hate the fact that I have to tell you guys that this is after a version update to the game, should tell you this thing's really fucking strong. They had to nerf this thing. They had to bring it in check. But yeah, again, I'll say why. Like, 145 special attack and 100 speed.
And on top of that, it's lowering their special defense.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and if you're not sure which one this is the big goldfish looking one. Not big, it's very small. It's the small goldfish looking
one. Yeah, it's a little 10-pound goldfish.
Yeah, it's pretty adorable.
Yeah, I really love the design of this thing. It's really cool.
Well, that's a big-ass goldfish.
It's a good point, but it's a tiny Pokemon.
Yeah, so really solid types. Got 4 weaknesses to fight, ground, rock, and water. All of those are very common, but it does get 6 resists and an immunity. So I think all of that is pretty good to have.
That's a really solid type combo.
Yeah, this thing is absolutely unstoppable in the competitive scene. It became like a meme within the competitive community. I don't know if you guys keep up on your dank memes for Pokemans, but... The big meme that was going around for a while was all about this Terra Fire Choice Specs Overheat 1-Kit KO on literally water walls. Like, this thing could just one-hit anything. It was just so fucking unstoppable, which is, again, why they had to bring this thing in check. Even at 570 combined stats, like, that's crazy. This isn't even a pseudo-legendary stat. Yeah, it really heavily centers around the two types you got. I mean, it can learn Psychic as well, which is cool, I guess. But you can also do some status-y stuff, maybe like with a Will-O-Wisp Hex. But really, you're just nasty plotting, and you're going to use Overheat and Dark Pulse or whatever your fire move you want. It has access to every fire move you can think of that's a special fire move. Sunny Day. Oh, what's up?
It also has
a Sunny Day, so if you want to... help out a Paradox bro and just skip them having to have a held item as a booster energy, you can throw up the Sunny Day, get the harsh sunlight, and they'll get their boost. Reflected Light Screen, but you're gonna just teeth first into your opponent, I hope. Yeah, I don't think you're worrying about setting anything up or even considering using a Will-O-Wisp. It's a joke, I said that. I think you just go face first into your baddie and see what happens. Again, cool design. I love it. I love that it's such a little thing and it's so fucking mean. It's like Celebi and Victini and Kartana. Mm-hmm. I like when they're especially small. And I've already brought it up like 3 times, but again, this, if you have a turbo controller, is a very easy way to generate some money just by doing auto battles with Dark Pulse and a amulet coin. Just auto press A in front of the bracketed tournament at the school, and you will make lots of money. So, we really love this thing. Fantastic.
Yeah, this thing's really good. It's a shame that they don't have, like, an assault vest will boost your special defense at the expense of not being able to use any status move. You can pretty much only attack. It's a shame they don't really have, like, some like that for your physical defense, because just giving this thing to give it that extra little bit of defense, because you're not going to, like you're saying, you might use some status moves on this thing if you're just being a big old troll, but are you just, like you're saying, like, overheat or flamethrower along with, you know, a Dark Pulse and Psychic, and you're pretty well covered.
Yeah, and you're right. 55 HP, not very big. But yeah, it's just weird. It's weird when you see something like that, 55 HP, and then 135 special defense. I think that's how, like, Dust Noir was. Dust Noir had a very, very low,
or maybe even a Chandelure.
Yeah, very low base HP, but then really monstrous special defense. Mm. So
yeah, if you were able to give this thing a little more defensive bulk, you wouldn't have to worry so much about that low HP. But you know, you're not really worried about much of anything.
Yeah, you're gonna, most things. If they're nerfing you, you're probably not worried about much.
Yeah, really, really cool Pokemon.
Yeah.
All right, West Hagen.
All right, I'm going to do Houndstone. Straight ghost type. It is, you know, because it's only a ghost type, only has two weaknesses, which is ghost and dark. This thing evolves from a smaller dog, I forget what the thing's called, at level 30.
Graveyard.
Yeah, sure, that thing.
Houndstone. Grievard?
Something like that.
I think it's Grievard. That's how I would.
Kind of like graveyard, but grieving.
Sure.
Yeah, Grievard makes sense. Houndstone spends most of his time sleeping in graveyards. Among all the dog Pokemon, this one is most loyal to its master. A lovingly mourned Pokemon was reborn as Houndstone. It doesn't like anyone touching the protuberance atop its head.
Nor would you.
I'm going to check one thing real quick.
Do it. As far as abilities, this thing, like, its main ability is Sandrush, which is interesting. And then
when you find the Pokemon in the wild, it's actually hiding underground.
Mm.
So I feel like it's supposed to be thematic for it, but
makes sense.
You were probably about to get into the hidden ability,
Fluffy,
which is awesome.
Yeah, which of course reduces damage from contact moves by 50%. But fire type moves do double damage, which is interesting. But only if that fire type move makes contact. Only if that fire type move doesn't make contact. Fire type moves, like physical ones that make contact, are going to just do regular damage.
Yeah.
So I was looking up the graveyard stat entry, because I thought it was something like with the they teased this guy out. They showed him before the game came out.
Yeah.
And I was getting the impression like it will follow you forever, but it saps the life force from you.
Mm.
That's what it looked like it was doing, because yeah, that person was like walking around and, like,
its entry just slowly started
to fall asleep as the dog was like.
Yeah. His entry doesn't say that, but I was like, that is dark shit.
Yeah, that is pretty dark.
But yeah, I don't think you're pulling it out of nowhere. I think there might have been like a description on a website or something that said something to that effect.
Yeah, its other entries don't say anything like that.
Mm.
But, you know. Yeah, it's got 488 stats, 72, 101, 100, 50, 97, 68. So it's beefy. It's got a good attack. Its HP is okay. But he's got good defenses with the 101 and 97. Those are pretty good.
Yep.
He can learn all the Fang abilities. So if you wanted to get some type diversion right there, you can do that. Picks up things like, what was I looking at? Psychic Fangs. He can even learn that guy. Body Press, Crunch, Play Rough, Phantom Force. So pretty good moves I can pick up. Egg moves like Destiny Bomb, Memento, Yawn. It's really pretty good, yeah, this thing. It's a ghost type that hits physically, and it hits pretty good, and has pretty good defenses. This guy's pretty solid. I like him.
Yeah, and of course you can learn a lot of dark type moves to cover your ghost weakness. I was just kind of like looking through to see if there's anything that can cover your dark type weakness. And there's not a lot. And like most everything, you can learn Body Press as a fighting move. We don't really pick up any other fighting moves or bug moves or anything like that.
It doesn't even learn any moves to boost his defense, so Body Press has a flat damage.
Yeah, which is not the way you want to play that move.
No.
So you just kind of ignore that.
You just don't go against the dark.
That dark type weakness, you just swap out.
Yeah, Sandrush and Fluffy. We covered that. So So yeah, I like him. He's a cool guy. He's on my list of stuff to use.
Yeah, this seems pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, I think that, again, that this is one of those Gen 12s. We're getting a second, we're getting a third form of this thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you think we're getting a third form?
Yeah, 488. That's not particularly great. Like, it's good, but
What's good stats other than legendary? Like, 5 what?
Oh, you could put, I mean, you don't have to go crazy. You could put this thing up to 530. You know, yeah, that's tacking on quite a bit of extra just base stats.
What's the base set to, like, starters? So I can judge
530.
Okay. Yeah, right about that.
Oh, like somewhere with like 510, I think is the lowest, and then 530 is the highest.
EVs are 525.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think like the thing that this thing's got working in its favor, even though 488's not huge, it's being dragged down by special attack at way down at 50. Everything else is all right. Like you,
yeah,
kinda like,
yeah, it's not bad.
Maybe get some more speeds, more HP, and you're really cooking with gas. But you're not going to run a special attack in one of these things, so you don't need that special attack. So it's good that they put that stat in other places. But yeah. Solid Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what we got. Anything else we need to cover while we're here?
All right. Well, I got a quiz ready for us all. So
here we go.
Let's do 12 questions now. No, I don't. You've been going for quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But, you know, we'll get through all these new entries. And we'll start to get to most of the fun stuff. We've kind of gotten with a couple of exceptions, we've gotten all like the basic ones out of the way.
I think the basic ones can be fun, though.
It's true.
You know, it's great when we get to just truly bury a Pokemon like Spidops for being terrible and being ashamed that it exists.
What were they thinking?
Yeah, what were they thinking? They gave us Krikatoon, too. They're like, here's Krikatoon, this thing that you should be ashamed of. But, like, here's another one that's even worse. So appreciate Krikatoon.
But, yeah, next up we'll do a mini show. It's going to be a good one. We got a lot of games to talk about.
Mm. Yeah.
You okay, Wes?
My life is just Persona 5. I am basically
maybe,
done with it.
Maybe you have a lot of games to talk about. I think he's got one game to talk about, and I have no games to talk about because we're currently doing the Pokemon show.
I have noticed that your playtime on Pokemon Scarlet Violet has gotten like in excess of 250 hours.
That can't be accurate. I mean, it's probably a lot of idle time from literally like having it auto battle and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like instead of me talking about Persona 5 again, maybe you and me will do a Persona 5. Mini show.
Here's what we'll do. Here's the pitch. Because I've been playing Persona 5 as well. Not as much. That game's more of a slow burn for me. But I've been playing some Fire Emblem, so we can talk about Fire Emblem because that's the new game. And I think like we'll talk about those two games, and like maybe I'll give some closing thoughts on Sparks of Hope because I finished that game off, and then we'll spend a few minutes on that, and then shift into the tier rankings. So we'll like limit ourselves to like max 10 minutes of Persona 5, and then we'll circle back on another day and just do a dedicated Persona 5 show so we don't make Ryan suffer as we beat each
other. Tell me more about your calendar-based dating sim. This is great. It's awesome that you had an RPG fight. Wow.
It's so good.
Move potion too?
So
moving
good.
And you have an attack.
Which rather us, what would you rather us talking about? This or Xenoblade?
Have you been reading any books?
What did I just finish? Oh no, nothing. Yeah,
but yeah. So we'll fight over who is the best dating option on a different show.
Okay. Tell me more about your dating sim. Thank you.
Oh, we do have to fight about that. We do have to
fight
about that.
Right, because you made the wrong choice. But after the mini show, we'll do a retro show. That'll be a good one.
Whoop.
It's time, fellas.
Yeah, things are happening.
We've been teasing it for 10 years. Rain of Fire. Here we go.
Yeah. Are we gonna rewatch this?
Hell yeah.
I watched it last night.
You wanna watch it again?
No, I don't.
What? It's Rain of Fire!
That was plenty. It's been a while since I've watched it, and I think there's a reason for that.
John, you pick a night, we're gonna watch this.
Okay. We're doing Rain of Fire.
You guys can like hold hands while you're playing Persona and watch Rain of Fire.
Oh, that sounds like a night. Oh my god. Don't you tease me. And then we'll wrap it all up with the official show. And that'll be that. The end.
So long.
Bye-bye.